Good morning.
Good morning.
Today, the third Sunday of Advent, the focus is traditionally on joy. And so, of course, our texts for today speak of joy. Now, the prophet Zephaniah, which we are going to be our Old Testament reading, you can find on page 877 in your pew Bibles. And we'll be reading from chapter 3, 14 through 20. Now, Zephaniah, whose name means the Lord hides or protects, wrote this prophecy of God's judgment on Judah. And in Zephaniah's visions, the presence of God brings judgment and joy. So the earlier parts of the book consist of the warnings of the days of distress, of ruin, devastation, sort of the doom and gloom. But the passage we're reading this morning changes in tone, and it proclaims the good news that God's presence in the world dispels fear and brings joyful celebrations. So this morning, we're going to read of joy, not only the joy of the people that have been redeemed and restored, but also the joy of God. God is also singing and rejoicing because the love between God and Israel has been renewed. So as we read these words this morning, we can join in this celebration that God loves us and is present in our lives. So with me, let's join in this celebration. Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 14 through 20. It's a song of joy. Sing aloud, O daughter Zion. Shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has turned away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. Excuse me. You shall fear disaster no more. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, do not fear, O Zion. Do not let your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, a warrior who gives victory. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will renew you in his love. He will exalt over you with loud singing, as on a day of festival. I will remove disaster from you, so that you will not bear reproach for it. I will deal with all your oppressors at that time. And I will save the lame and gather the outcast. And I will change their shame into praise and renown in all the earth. At that time, I will bring you home at the time when I gather you. For I will make you renowned and praised among all the peoples of the earth when I restore your fortunes before your eyes, says the Lord. Our New Testament reading, you will find in the New Testament portion of your pew Bibles, that's Philippians 4, verses 4 through 7, and you can find that on page 198. Now, this reading is taken from a portion of a letter that Paul wrote while he was in prison to the believing community in Philippia. He's encouraging those who might be struggling with their discipleship and possibly having second thoughts. So he's encouraging them to rejoice and so that the Lord is in their midst and near, and he's encouraging them to stand firm in their belief. Philippians 4, 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. These are the words of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Lord, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, my mind be acceptable in thy sight, my Lord and my Redeemer. Amen. So many times in this season, we sing things like joy. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. There's the joy of children as they're looking at the Christmas tree that's finally been put up and all the decorations and all the lights and the tinsel. And there's the joy that people have when their cats have found the Christmas tree, found it enticing. And it wasn't the tree so much as the decorations that were past tense on the tree. For they are no longer on the tree, they are on the floor. And the joy that the children have when they see the reaction of the parents, it's like, little Tabby's going to have lots of fun today. Mom and Dad, you get a joy out of that. There's a joy in so many things that happen this time of year. We get together and we have a cantata and we see kids, we see our children come up and live that wonderful story, that lowly babe in a manger, in a stable. No room for them at the inn, the angelic host, the shepherds, the wise men who travel from afar. All of that retells us the story of that baby, that precious gift. Not a present that you can put under a tree. Not a present that you wait to open Christmas morning. Not a present that your parents lovingly got for you because that was on your wish list. Not a present that the kids may or may not lose interest in after the fourth set of batteries wears out, but a presence. A presence that you can open up every day for the rest of your life. A presence that you can feel every day for the rest of your life. It doesn't have to be December 25th. It could be January 1. It could be today and tomorrow and for the rest of your life. Rejoice always because of the joy of His presence, not a present under a tree. Those are given out of love and joy, and we can celebrate those things, but the most precious gift we will ever receive is being aware of His presence and asking Him to come in and take up residence in our heart of hearts so that we're never without Him. We're never alone in spite of all the trials and tribulations that come with life. Philippians 4:4-7, rejoice in the Lord. How often? Always. Okay, does that leave anything out? I think it covers everything. Again, I will say rejoice. So it was so important that there be joy, that they rejoice. I mean, like, this is joy on steroids. I mean, we're rejoice. And then, oh, you didn't get it the first time? I say again what? Okay, now, one more time. I say again, rejoice. Okay, so that's what we're supposed to do. And it's so important that we're supposed to do it twice. Why? Because we have Jesus Christ in our hearts and in our lives. It will drive everything else out away because we have a hope in Jesus Christ. We have peace because we have Christ. And then we can have joy because we have that peace and we have that hope. We have something that if you don't have Christ, you don't have hope. If you don't have Christ, you may not have peace. And if you don't have Christ, there's a good probability that you're not going to have joy. Do not worry about anything, Oh, well, right. This person been through what I've been through? Well, the writer of Philippians is a guy by the name of Paul. You ever hear the story about Paul? I won't go into it today. But trust me. Bitten by a snake, nearly dead, stoned, beaten, all kinds of bad things have happened to him. And he says, do not worry about anything. Why? Because does worrying do anything? Does it improve anything? Does it change anything? Now, being prepared for something, yes. Taking everything into account and doing what you can, yes. But worrying about it, it's not going to change anything. How many of you guys drive on the highway? Are you guys worried about those drivers? Is it going to change anything? You can only drive as well as you can drive. And whether the road is icy or slick, and if the road's icy and slick, most of us choose not to drive on it. Not just because we can't drive on the ice and snow, but because there are a lot of people out there who can't. Don't worry about anything, but be in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. Cheryl, God has got your surgery. Now, make your appointment and let the doctor work on it, but the healing grace of God is in that. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. When you look at those four verses, there are some do's and only one don't. The do's, rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. Then with gentleness be known to everyone. Prayer, we're to worry about, the one don't is do not worry. And then surrounding that are things that we're supposed to do, and everything be in prayer and supplication, thanksgiving, let a request be made known to God, and the peace which surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Pretty simple. A little bit harder to execute when we look at some of the trials and tribulations that people face. But this is what we're told to do, to rejoice. Rejoice, look at the positive things, not to be a Pollyanna necessarily, but to rejoice in things. Rejoice in the people that we see. Rejoice in, I mean, you look at these girls and the smiles on their faces, and the young gentlemen. If you can see them, I think there's two of them up our hiding someplace. They show up. Hey guys, every sermon I'm going to check, see if you're awake. They're standing up right now. Rejoice. Let joy be in your heart. Let joy be in your life. And in everything, give praise and thanksgiving to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In His name, shalom.